Hello, pet. Shh, no need to speak. You say it all with your eyes. I'm sorry that I had to ambush you like this. I would have loved to take you out on a date and win your heart that way. But I just couldn't take any chances. We've already spent too much time apart, and well, I'm just too excited for you to finally meet me. My darling, please don't look so panicked. Can't you just feel this magnetism between us? That spark of universal tethering? It's you and me, babe. We're endgame. To be quite honest, I've been watching you online for months, reading the scripts that you post and imagining I'm saying all those words to you. I know that I can become your muse. I can be the inspiration you use to make such magnificent scripts. Please don't make me drug you again, pet. Please, I don't want to do this by force. You just need to understand that I'm your match, and not just in this swap. It's me. I am everything you need in life. I can be both your protector and your play toy. I can worship at your altar, using my mouth and my body to bring you excess amounts of pleasure. I can be your good girl, obedient and needy. And I can also be your Tsarina, forcing you to come with my skilled tongue and holding you close after a heavy session. I can be it all, my darling. In fact, seeing you tied up and gagged like this is really turning me on. Do you want to be my prey tonight, Sugar Plum? Is this turning you on? Not knowing if I'll harm you or please you? What if I touch your sweet spot right here? Do you like that? I can see your eyes trying to stay open. Does that feel good? Oh, is that a moan? Are you horny for me, darling? Should I slip my finger beneath your clothing? Come on, let me see that body, darling. Let me see where you want my lips and my tongue. That's right. That's right. You enjoy me touching you, don't you? You like teasing me. I know you wear red just for me. It's my favorite color. And when you put it on, you look simply sublime. Should I increase pressure? Yeah? What if I add spit? Oh, yes. Nice and slick now, huh? You like that? Does it feel good? Yes. The other night, I slipped into your place through the back door and watched you while you were sleeping. You looked so peaceful and serene. I want to give you that feeling every night. I want to draw you baths and cook you dinner, fuck you, and then tuck you into bed with a goodnight kiss and a bedtime story. I want you as mine, pet. I want to touch this body and love you, pet. You're mine, and I am yours, and you should accept this. There is no one else you need in life. No friends, no family, just me. I don't know what it is about your gagged mouth, but I want to grind it. I want to kiss you and then rub my pussy against the tape that's over your mouth. Would you like that pad? Would you like me to make you come by using you? Imagine all the things we could do together, my love. Let me tell you the number one fantasy I have of you, mi amor. No, I'll continue to touch. I want to work you up and make you realize that you're mine and you want to be mine. You want to feel my hands on your body, don't you? I want to kidnap you. I want to take you to dinner and have magnificent conversation and food. I wish to wine and dine you, treating my pet to a special night of their favorite foods and drinks. We can dress up, go out, and enjoy the night. However, at some point, the lights and sounds will begin to distort, and you'll begin to feel woozy. Then it will hit you. You've been drugged. Your cocktail was just too red to realize there was a secret ingredient. And as you lose focus, you'll see me smiling and sipping my martini as your head hits the table. You will come to with your knees against the carpet. You're naked, gagged, and bound, with your wrists behind your back. You look up to find a group of strangers dressed in black suits and black dresses with masquerade masks on. They're watching you with their erections visible and their legs squirming. You'll hear murmuring in a language that you don't recognize, and the room will be so dimly lit that you won't be able to tell where you are. Sure, you'll panic, but secretly, you'll be turned on, won't you, pet? You'll enjoy the fear of what may happen next, but it will make you horny to be the only naked object in the room. And just as the embarrassment of being on display sets in, you'll see me with my crop, my long legs and hourglass shape hugged by red lace and leather boots. Samaya visoka tasanich pirat iknaloche. You'll hear me say as the crowd starts to speak. Нет. Плати мужчина. Oh, my pet, I will say in English. You are going to be the party favor for one rich guest. But in the meantime, let's show them what their money will buy. Spread your legs further apart. I'll take my crop and trace up your thigh to your sweet spot. The spot right here, my love. I'll drag the leather tuft against it, teasing you and making you needy for a wet mouth against it. You'll arch your back and sharply inhale, raising your chest. Хорошо, моя дорогая, I'll say. I'll trace my crop up your torso and along your neck while walking behind you. I'll lift my boot and lightly press it against your back, pushing your face to the floor. I'll spin the stand you're on with my foot so that the audience can see all that you can offer from the back. Your ass in the air and your legs apart, showing your exposed body to the audience. Their shouts will get louder. They're offering to buy your services for the night. Look at the attention you garner, my love, I'll say to you. Of course, they'll only use you under my supervision. I'll sip my martini as they touch and tease you, using you to their satisfaction. The catch is that you'll be the main attraction tonight. Those who are outbid will watch as your mouth is fucked and your holes are used. They will see what they could have had if they had just paid more money. But that isn't the only thing that this fantasy has to offer. No. After you're made to come for the audience, I will take my pretty little pet upstairs, draw you a bath, paying close attention to your bruises and scrapes, kissing each of them and cleaning them, washing your hair and body, and making you feel safe and wanted. What a good pet you were tonight, my love. So obedient, taking that man and that woman. I saw how much you enjoyed it when she put her mouth on you, and that man held her head there. Is that something you want to try together? Do you want me to hold your mouth against our friends when they come over to play and use you? Such a good little pet. And then I will dry you off with a soft, luxurious towel, starting at your feet, up your legs, to your torso, then arms, then face. Then I will dress you and walk you to our bed. There will be snacks and water. I'll tuck you into bed with a kiss before reading you a bedtime story, either creepy or soft, whichever you prefer. Then it's bedtime for my little cub. Oh, darling, don't look so frightened. The gag stays on until I can trust that you won't scream or try to get away. You aren't my first soulmate, you know. As unfortunate as it is, they didn't work out long term. But you pay them no mind, for you're different. The way your eyes sparkle when you write, and the joy that radiates from you when you're in your creative element. That's different, and that's real. I knew it the moment we met. And while I've loved you from afar, I'm thankful this community brought us together. Because how else would I get to prove that I am your one and only, had it not been for this Halloween swap?